with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. 17 states, including Colorado, sued the Trump administration yesterday to block rules weakening the Endangered Species Act, saying the changes would make it tougher to protect wildlife, even in the midst of a global extinction crisis. Craig Kopp has the story.
The new rules begin taking effect today. For the first time, they allow officials to consider how much it would cost to save a species. They also remove blanket protections for animals newly listed as threatened and make it easier for creatures to be removed from the protected list. The Endangered Species Act was signed into law in 1973. It's been credited with helping prevent the extinction of more than 220 species. But critics have long complained that environmentalists have weaponized the law to block economic activity like logging and mining. The 17-state lawsuit argues that the administration failed to provide a reasoned basis for these changes or analyze their environmental impacts, as required by federal law. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
Valley residents who work or live in Picken County are encouraged to take a mental well-being survey to help form the county's mental health strategic plan. About 70 people have taken the survey so far, answering questions about access to mental health services, what affects their mental well-being, and the mental state of the people around them. Jordana Sabella is the Planning, Prevention, and Partnerships Manager at Picken County Public Health. She says the more people who take the anonymous survey, the better the community's needs will be reflected in the strategic plan.
We really believe that everyone should have the opportunity for good mental health, and we're really looking to the community to learn how the community can be healthy and what supports are needed for when life gets challenging.
The survey is open online in both English and Spanish until October 4th at PickenCountyConnect.com. The town of Basalt gave Mid-Valley Performing Arts Center, the Contemporary, final approval on Tuesday. Kristen Kay reports that was the last public hurdle for the venue.
One sticking point for council was a fenced-in lawn on the building's south side. The arts campus at Willits, or Takah, which will operate the venue, changed it to a more natural barrier created by landscaping to provide some privacy for events held in the space. Takah still needs to raise half of the construction budget before breaking ground in Willits Town Center. Executive Director Ryan Honey says he's optimistic.
So obviously fundraising will continue through construction, but we are more confident than ever that we'll be breaking ground in the coming months.
Honey says Takah hopes to open the venue in about a year. In the meantime, the organization will still host Mid-Valley concerts. They're bringing the Taylor Scott Band to Willits this Friday. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Avalara Tax Automation for business